Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
We're going on tour.
We're watching on... No, let's not do this. Right, so Dead Men Talking, we're going on tour. In May 2023, we're going to 6 venues across the country. We are going to be in...
Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. And if you're not from one of those places, travel.
Get a train. Oh, yeah. Shit, don't get a train.
No, the strikes.
Get a car.
Work it out. But tickets are on sale now. They're available at deadmentalkpod.com. Go get those tickets. Come see us on tour. It's going to be live stand-up and it's going to be loads of fun. If you're a fan of the podcast, you'll love it.
You only have to sit through Rob for 3/4 of an hour and then you get to watch me.
Yeah, so if you want to see a live heart attack, come to the tour.
I think that your perfect day would involve someone gives you a spare sock so you can finally be free.
It all sounds great, yeah.
For once, the shoemaker makes his own shoes and you don't have to go in at night and help him.
It's January, so I don't have to do any toy making.
A security guy comes to help you look after your pot of gold.
Willy Wonka finally sells the factory.
Yeah. Turns out you're unionised in the chocolate factory now, so getting more holiday days.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if, when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
We're going on tour.
We're watching on... No, let's not do this. Right, so Dead Men Talking, we're going on tour. In May 2023, we're going to 6 venues across the country. We are going to be in...
Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. And if you're not from one of those places, travel.
Get a train. Oh, yeah. Shit, don't get a train.
No, the strikes.
Get a car.
Work it out. But tickets are on sale now. They're available at deadmentalkpod.com. Go get those tickets. Come see us on tour. It's going to be live stand-up and it's going to be loads of fun. If you're a fan of the podcast, you'll love it.
You only have to sit through Rob for 3/4 of an hour and then you get to watch me.
Yeah, so if you want to see a live heart attack, come to the tour. Pair of cunts, Rob Mulholland. Hello.
What kind of cunt?
Well, a really little one and a big fat one.
Hey!
Let's categorise. That's how we're starting today.
Subsection.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter C.
C also stands for curvature. How's your spine, Rob?
Yeah, how's your tits? We're talking curvy. Fuck's sake.
Speaking of curvy, how's your tits?
Yeah.
You're going to laugh at that segue, are you?
Yeah,
I do really good segues.
No, you don't. No, for anyone who's, if this is your first episode, that's a lie.
Speaking of gorgeous tits, do you know Rebecca Gooder was number one on Pornhub this week?
She's number one?
She was the number one search thing on Pornhub.
I didn't know there was a chart, to be honest. In at number three, it's Gangbang. Rising to two, it's Stepmom is courting a washing machine.
Dropping down to four, Shannon Matthew.
I don't think even at the height of her fame, she would have been that highly searched on Pornhub, I hope.
She was by her stepdad.
Even he's putting that in the deep web, surely. Especially while the police are looking for her. The last thing you want when the police raid your house looking for your supposedly missing stepdaughter is for them to search your computer and see that your history is searching her name on a porn site.
I was looking for clues. Really?
Just seeing if anyone had posted anything.
On X-Hamster, you were looking for clues.
How's the search going? Good, good, good. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Concluded my business in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. All these tissues don't have notes on them, but still.
I've got some DNA samples for you, officer.
Maybe that's how it all started, just a misunderstanding. He went, I can't find Shannon Matthews anywhere. What? Shannon's missing?
Maybe he was just hoping there'd be like AI porn, like a deep fake. Like maybe he was just a bit ahead of his time. He's like, I can't find it. It's not happened yet.
AI porn.
Have you looked under the bed?
AI porn sounds like two Yorkshiremen agreeing about porn.
AI! It is a bit with that, isn't it? Yeah. AI art! It's bloody nuts.
Yeah, I just thought, I saw that she'd put it on her Instagram and I was like, go on, girl. I weirdly felt really proud of her.
You should be proud of yourself because you're about 90% of those searches. you're welcome.
Yeah, just like if you look at a heat map, there's just this like glowing yellow bit over Preston.
Yeah. Oh, that's Quinn. Had a lot of touches.
Seems to be a very fat-fingered refresh happening in Preston. Someone keeps pressing refresh and alt. We think he just means refresh. Yeah.
Also, the other search term is hash browns.
Also in porn.
Yeah. There must be poached egg porn somewhere.
Oh, yeah, should we find some?
Yeah.
Poached egg porn?
Oh, they're 100%.
I don't think I'm ready to enjoy this as much as I'm going to.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to be here for this awakening. I feel like this is a thing you should do privately.
Brace yourself, listeners. You're going to find out exactly what sound I make when I jizz. Poached egg porn.
Yeah, poached egg. There's no poached eggs.
There's someone called Big Titty Goth Egg. That's what that's
Big Titty right. Goth Egg.
I mean, look, I'm not against her work. Right, we need to move here before we're doing this whole episode with a semi.
Yeah, this is madness, this. But yeah, I thought, good on you. Well done. And I really hope that our podcast played a part. I don't think it did.
I don't think it did. I think she was doing all right without us.
Yeah, she's doing okay.
Shout out to Becky Goodwin. She's an absolute legend and queen of Pornhub.
Queen of Pornhub.
It is amazing being number one on Pornhub.
Yeah?
There is wall to wall, like hundreds of thousands of sluts on there. And she is the biggest one. Well done, Becky.
The best.
The best. The creme de la creme.
Queen slut.
Yeah, the creme de la cum.
Absolutely smart. I don't think there's a more competitive industry than porn. There's a more competitive one.
Can we knock that off? It's just in my peripheral vision. My lizard brain's like, eh? Eh? Shit. It is very competitive. And like that is why there is, and if you'll pardon the pun, a race to the bottom. Because, it's like one lass will be like, I'm going to take the biggest dick you've ever seen. And then someone else will be like, right, well, I'll have two of them at once. And then someone else will be like, we're doing 14. I'm getting three in my nostrils. It's just like, they just layer on dicks.
Yeah.
Add a poached egg.
14 dicks, three in each nostril, and a poached egg on each tit.
Trust me, if you want it to sell in Preston, this is what we've got to do. We've done the market research.
Is that your businessman impression? You just go like that with your glasses?
Business. Yeah, that's why this podcast has made £0 thus far.
Yeah, because your glasses have just been slightly too far down
slightly
your nose.
Slightly too far, sorry. Let's get back in these meetings. Up. Business.
I think we just gained three Patreons.
How about 15%?
Oh my God, someone just bought a hoodie.
We've got merch. Buy some merch. Buy merch.
So, speaking of businesses, It's not really speaking of businesses at all.
Oh, you do shock me.
I have a dilemma, and I want you both to tell me what you would have done in this situation.
Right. I'm going to, before we even begin, I'm going to assume there is a really easily, morally correct way to go, and that wasn't the one you went with.
Right, okay. So, I went for some lunch yesterday.
You do shock me.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, I eat. What a fucking scoop.
Which lunch was it?
Well, sorry.
Was this pre-lunch, main lunch, lunch afters?
Well, I had a starter, main and a dessert. Right. So you
eat like a hobbit, basically, don't you?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that is in reference to.
Okay. Hobbits have many meals throughout the day.
What a joke. Yeah. So
why are they so small then?
Just have really little ones. They do like a tasting menu.
Right, right.
Have a lot of amuse-bouches. Yeah.
Like little canapes.
Yeah.
I'll have a mini egg on toast, please.
So, I went, starter, main, dessert, three-course meal, a nice bistro Pierre. I don't know if you've ever been to a bistro Pierre. It's nice food, right?
Yeah. Sounds French.
So, yes, it is.
No flies on you, mate.
I mean, whatever gave it away. Yeah. The restaurant was pretty, it was almost dead, save for us and two other tables in a big restaurant, right? My starter comes out, mm-hmm. and my other half's doesn't come out. And so I'm waiting like, wait. And then in the end I was like, I'm really hungry, I'm just going to fucking start eating, like it can't be this much longer.
I'm going to stop you there. That people wait for the other person's food to come, I think is the worst rule in the world. And it angers me that people do it.
Yeah. We eat Wagamamas a lot, don't we? Which is, very much you get it at the point it's given to you.
Yeah.
Fucking go.
Yeah. I will never wait for anyone, and if anyone waits for me, I'm pissed off with them as well.
Yeah, well, like, luckily, neither of us three have any manners, so whenever we eat, it's very much an unspoken rule that it's going down immediately.
But I do know other people in the world.
Yeah.
Because there's that thing, anymore, isn't there? Don't. There's that thing when one meal comes to the other, the person goes, "No, you start." He goes, "No, don't start." And he goes, "No, go on, you start." "No, okay, I'm not," like that. It was like that, right?
But with how quickly I eat, there's never a meal left when theirs arrived.
So
I'm like,
so anywho, right? I'm about halfway through my pâté. Not pâté, parfait. Similar thing. My other half goes, is my starter ready? And the girl who's serving us goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to get your starter. I'll go down and I'll get it now." She went downstairs, went to the kitchen, got the starter, came back up, and she was like, "Sorry, I just forgot." Yeah. And my other half was a bit like, "It's kind of a gym." But I was like, I kind of like how unbelievably honest she was about that.
Yeah. Not making it up. Yeah. Owning it.
Mistakes happen. I never mind, like, when someone like owns up to a mistake, it calms me right the fuck down. Mistakes happen. It annoys me more the lying to cover it up.
So, yes. Right? Main meal comes out, and we'd ordered Christmas dinners.
What date was this? Today is the 5th.
Yesterday.
So the 4th of December.
Literally the first allowable time is like, it's on.
Yeah. Bucks fizz, please.
I will eat.
Just tearing that calendar page off at the end of November, like, finally! Pigs in blankets for Quinn.
So I have been eating Christmas-themed food since mid-November.
I bet, yeah.
When I went to Leon and had a Chris Masterman curry.
Fuck's sake. So is that just a curry with cranberries in it?
Yeah. Oh, lovely. It was gross.
How many mince pies have you had this year?
Honestly, I've lost count. But what I can tell you is how many different mince pie makers I've tried.
How many different types of mince pie have you had already?
Six?
I don't have six mince pies a year. Definitely. Yeah. I don't have maybe two a year.
I have one every 2 or 3 years, and I go, "No, still don't like it."
Yeah, I don't like it.
So I've already had Aldi's own, Aldi's slow gin mince pie range, Spar, two different types of booze ones, and another one as well that I can't remember. Yeah. I think it was like a special, we made this in a shop type mince
Your
pie.
Your fruit consumption goes through the roof in December, doesn't
the
it?
The healthiest I am.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the best way to get fruit. Yeah. It's ensconced in pastry. But, I guess it's something. It's like, I don't think that counts as one of your five a day. I think the amount of, like, sugar and brandy and cream kind of cancel it out.
I don't have it with sugar, brandy and cream.
Right, there's definitely sugar in it and okay. often brandy sometimes, in it and cream.
Sometimes I'll put cream on the top if I'm feeling fancy, but usually I just eat it. Just like a little...
Yeah, like a pelican, I imagine.
So today is the 5th and you've had 6 types of mince pie and you usually have 4 in a packet?
Yeah. It's like how Messi has more goal involvements than games.
Yeah.
He's had more types of mince pies than days in December.
My XP is through the roof.
World-class numbers are putting up currently.
My expected pie. Yes,
the fucking goat over here. The debate is over. Go home, Ronaldo. It's over.
So, right.
Fucking Peddy Pin over here.
So, my main meal comes 2 Christmas dinners, right?
Yeah, what is she having?
If you thought this podcast was getting predictable...
I reckon there'll be people listening to this that also said, what was she having?
100%. Like, you can just hear it echoing around the country. There's a disturbance in the force.
So, I get there, and my Christmas dinners looked there was shit missing, mainly roast potatoes.
Right.
Oh, you've got to have roasties.
Thank you. So I waited for a little bit. I started eating, and then this
Where's
one
my
this
potatoes.
Well, I thought she was going to bring them up. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. She didn't. Yeah. Right. And I went, excuse me. I said, I think this is meant to come with roast potatoes. And she went, oh. Have you not got any roast potatoes? And I went,
do I look like a man who doesn't know if he has roast potatoes?
And I went, no, I've not, no. And she went, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll go and get them. So she goes downstairs and then comes back up a little bit late. And at this point, I'd almost eaten the food, and I was eating slowly, and I'd almost eaten it. Mm-hmm. So there was just potatoes, and which I don't mind, because one of the best bits about a roast dinner is, you know, the carnage at the end, where it's just bits of shit and nothing. Using that to sort of scoop up and put in your roast potatoes is quite nice.
Sure.
Okay.
So you've got to remember, there's no bits of veg in Freddy's one, though. You know, like that would be in most people's image. I'd be like, oh, a bit of the broccoli frond might be in there. Not in his.
Anyway, right? Dessert comes out, and this time it's my other half's dessert comes out, and mine doesn't come out at all.
Yeah.
Right. And now, sensing a pattern, I go, excuse me. I said, have you forgotten my dessert? And she went, yeah.
I like this waitress, you know.
And then she went
was
down.
She high? Was it Emily Owens?
Amy did a much better job. She comes downstairs, she comes up, and it's the wrong dessert.
Yeah.
But at this point, I just don't care. I'm done with it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, eat it. Very nice. Bill comes, and they had put on a discretionary 10% charge for service.
Uh-oh.
So.
No.
It was about £6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, to my mind, an amount of money that is not worth the argument.
Yeah.
But it's the principle. Because you literally... I'm not paying you extra when you got every single thing wrong.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what? I would love to be able to say that I would have said, can you take that off? But I haven't got the ball. I respect you if you did it.
I don't. See, like with the inbuilt service charge, right? That's your bill. I would tip on top of that normally if they've been shit. They
as would
get
I?
The extra.
As
no,
would I?
No, I disagree.
The extra is the only bit that is variable. If they're like they have worked there, they have done the most basic function. You
okay.
Get
okay. So I would agree with you on that. However, I would agree with you if there wasn't literally just us and two other tables in the restaurant. I'd go, they were just busy. And I would also agree, had they not fucked up at every possible opportunity.
They might just be special.
Well, sorry?
They might just be special. They're trying their best.
They might just be special.
Yeah, they might just be special. They need some help, you know.
Well, then they shouldn't have 10%.
Yeah, well, you know, 5%. I still would, you know, help them out.
I disagree with putting a service charge on automatically.
I do as well.
As a rule, I think if I want a tip, I will do. And spoiler alert, I don't.
Well, I think...
Oh, do you not?
No. Unless they're really, really good.
That's absolutely insane.
Have you
never worked in a job like that?
Yeah. And people didn't tip me, and I didn't care.
Well, that's because you're shit,
I'm thinking the Steve Buscemi
like, you're shit at your fucking job.
Reservoir Dogs, I think if they should get paid more, then they should get paid out of the business. Put the price of food up. I'm happy with that.
Sure, but
I don't. I don't think I should be in the position where I go, how good was that girl at bringing me that water? And why is it a percentage, right? Why do I have to give them more if they bring me out a steak than if they bring me out tacos? It shouldn't be a percentage.
That's a good point.
It should be either a quid or two. They're only bringing a plate. It's still a plate.
He makes some really good points. Rob, do you want to counteract?
Yeah, just don't be a cunt. It's like, you know, because like if you want to go to this technical court of law approach, sure. But just, you know, it's nice and it'll make someone's day.
Yeah,
so I give them some money.
If they do a good job.
Because they've got a shit job.
If they do,
it sucks being a waiter.
It does.
I'll give them a tenner.
Yeah.
So they have one nice part of their shit day.
Yeah, I will give them a tip if they do a good job, but I don't think it should be an automatic tip.
It is for me. It's like 5 stars in an Uber. You've got to stab me in an Uber to get less than 5 stars.
I tend to find that in places where they automatically add the tip to the bill, the service is worse.
I don't think it should be added. I think that's shady from the company. And yeah, you're right. They should just put the price of food up, but they won't. But that's a separate thing to tipping. I'll still just tip them on top of that. Because often, as well, when the service charge is included, there's often a fuckery with the company where the person who's serving you isn't getting that shit.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
They'll get like a tiny percentage. So I don't like it being on the bill. I'd rather give someone a tenner cash so I know that they're getting it. But like, I still will. And like, you have to be really shitty to not get tipped by me. Like,
so,
it's the assumption for me is you're getting tipped.
Oh, same. But I thought this woman passed the level of shitty required in order to not be tipped.
See, it's not just shitty for me. If they're just a bit bad at their job, that isn't it. It's they've got to be a cunt in order to not get tipped. They've got to be like Mardy with me, you know, like that'll get you not tipped. But just being forgetful and scatty, I've got to let that go. I'm one of them, you know, like some people are forgetful.
So
I also don't like that the whole reason that tipping exists is because of slavery. So it is, because in America...
Sorry.
This is a real thing.
Sorry. I'm going to have a real hard time believing this.
I'm going to tell you now.
12 years a waiter.
So what happened was, when they abolished slavery... when slavery was abolished, they had to give everyone jobs and they had to pay them, but there was a rule set in place that they didn't have to give waiting staff or mm-hmm. people who worked in food any money, and so people would give tips to subsidise their wages, so you don't actually have to pay anyone in America
wage. We're not in America, mate.
Exactly. So, but it's just carried over from America as a result of the slavery.
So the reason that Tom doesn't tip is because he's anti-slavery.
Sorry, mate. I didn't realise you were taking the knee before getting the service charge removed.
Rob, you're promoting slavery, really.
That's how Tom asks for the bill. He kneels down, he puts his hand up.
Like, do you tip your barber?
No.
Oh, no, I don't either.
I pay on my card.
I just like...
I'm a regular customer. I go every 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I'm always like, keep the change on a 20 for a barber.
I'll say
like,
I pay my card.
If they charge me 15, I'll give them 20 and say keep change.
If I pay cash, I will do. Yeah. But I always pay card.
Pay card in the barber, you bourgeois cunt.
Well, I can't be asked to go to the cash machine. I never go to the cash machine.
But I would just round it up. I'd be like, call it 20.
Do you tip taxi drivers?
Yeah. I if there is an option to tip, I always do. Always. Like
you can tell you live off your other half's money.
I always have, even when I'm skint. Like I just, it's like a share the wealth principle for me.
Do you tip in Grex?
Like, there's not an option to. If there's a little tip jar on the thing,
you could give them a quid.
It's not socially set up. Like
exactly.
That,
yeah. Some jobs you can, and some jobs you can't. Petrol station.
If there was a little tip cup in Greg's, I'd give him a quid. Yeah. Like, you know, if I walk past a homeless person, I'd give him a quid or two. Like, you know, it's.
I will, most of the time, 95% of the time, I will tip. But when you get everything wrong, that's my bit. And the fact that it was already at, I thought to myself, and my other half was like, just pay it. But I thought to myself, and I thought, have I received good service? And the answer is unequivocally no. And if this wasn't on the bill.
It's fucking four in a bed over here.
Would I?
The poached eggs weren't right.
I found a pube on a wall.
4 in a Bed's the fucking best programme.
It is good. They are obsessed with poached eggs on 4 in a Bed as well. Yeah, yeah. If someone orders poached eggs on 4 in a Bed, you know they're a cunt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're playing a game.
I like when they get right underneath and behind like the wardrobe.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's a speck of dust here. Yeah. It's like, well, why are you there?
Yeah. Freddie's in a spin-off called 1 in 4 Beds.
Yeah, it's me looking at mattresses trying to decide whether or not your mum's been railed
wider
in.
Wider.
So yeah, this was the point where I sort of decided, look, this service wasn't
Freddie
good
makes
enough.
A stand.
So I thought, would I be tipping if you know, if it wasn't on the bill? And the answer was no. Yeah. So I decided to have it taken off, and I sort of said, so the girl comes over, da-da-da-da-da, and I said, oh, yeah, and she goes, cash or card? I go, yeah. I say, can we get the discretionary tip taken off, please? And she goes, oh. And then I go, yeah. And she goes, I don't know how to do that. I'll have to get the manager.
Of course he doesn't. It's his fucking shit job.
You're making it complicated with a woman who clearly doesn't know how to do anything, mate. Like, this is also a thing. I often will pay extra money to not have the conversation. Like, if I'm shortchanged by anything less than a fiver, I'll probably just leave. Because I don't want to... I will spend £3 to not have to talk to the person behind the till who goes, oh... Is it wrong, is it? I'll check the receipt and have to stand there while they get a fucking manager. Have the 50p, I'm going.
You are a little bitch. Like, in life.
I just don't care. No, I'm winning.
Like, no, you're not.
I am, because I'm gone. I'm on with my day. I'm happy. Like, I don't
You've
need
lost
the 50p.
Money. You've
oh,
lost
no.
money by someone
I've
else.
I've lost 50p. Bruh.
No,
I'll
you
get
said
over
anything
it.
Less than a fiver.
Yeah, because I don't care.
£4.50. You wouldn't yeah. be asked. So if I went, if we went to
Maybe
the bar.
If it was like a fiver thing, but I mean, like, you know, a small amount, I would just go, because it's worth it to me to not have to deal with that.
Yeah, if it's a low amount. Like, yeah. I would never ask for the service charge to be removed. Yeah. Just because of the awkwardness
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, just like, because like, whilst you're sat there having this conversation with this spanner who doesn't know how to work her fucking machine.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm having a nice day. I'm going about my life. That's
yeah.
worth
yeah,
a couple
but
of quid.
Yeah,
but
I think I'm having a nice day because I didn't let incompetency be rewarded.
This is it. Your idea of a nice day is having a row and then coming out on top of it. And you're like, satisfaction.
Yeah, I'm yeah. being right.
Whereas me just avoiding the argument and having a nice time is a win for me.
At what point in this story did you go, this would be good on the podcast?
Immediately. Yeah. yeah. As soon as his first soup didn't come, he's like, yeah, yeah. lovely.
Content.
This will be worth the £6.
I'm sure Freddie and Tom will fully support me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And you fucking didn't, you yeah. rats.
Oh, big fat Larry David over here.
I don't know. I just think that, like, I don't think tipping should be mandatory. I think that you do it if you... Look, I will do it as a default. I think rather than you having to work to get my tip, you have to work hard to not get my tip.
Yeah.
Like that's where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. But...
As if the young women on the comedy circuit will attest. They have to work out to not get your tip.
You mean like tip of the penis? Well,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. So you mean that I...
Yeah.
Put my the, not even the whole dick.
No,
the tip of my
well,
penis.
You know, it's all that's poking yeah. out from your belly fat.
Your penis is mostly tip.
It's all tip, no stump.
Yes, I'm 90% tip.
one of the largest pubises I've ever seen. Back to your point about tipping.
No. I morally I'm right.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I'm too much of a chicken to do it, but I would love to do it.
You wish you were me, basically.
Well, to be honest, most if me and my...
I mean, that's definitely not what's going on with yeah, me.
That's what he said.
Right.
Me and my missus, when we go out, normally I will pay for food and she will do the tip because she believes in tipping a lot more than me. But I'm getting a much worse end of that deal. But if I went out, I wouldn't think about tipping unless someone did something really, really good. Then I just wouldn't do it.
Yes, you're a tight little cunt.
No, but in this situation, I'm usually paying the money. I'm paying for the meal.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's still different, like with the person who's serving you, innit? I don't know. I just I just don't give a shit about money, and I know that, you know, times are hard for people. Spread it about. Fuck it.
Yeah, well, if times are hard, then work harder at being good at your job.
But like, I'll tip a delivery driver a fiver for bringing it round the corner. You know
what?
If you bring me a pizza, you get a fiver.
A fiver
for a pizza.
Quite often, yeah.
You're mental. You don't get anything.
Again, I pay before it gets here.
Yeah.
And then there's
no. What about on Deliveroo where there's a little option to add a tip? Do you ever do that?
I'd say no because there's no awkwardness there because I don't have to speak to him.
Exactly. Hey, this guy's giving you some food. Do you want to give him some more money now you've eaten it? Fuck right off.
It's not also, now you've eaten it. It's before they deliver it. And often what will happen is they'll just take a different order if you're not tipping it. So like, drop a little tip on you, get a lot quicker. And
well, see, that's selfish, isn't it?
And you'll have a happy person delivering it.
But now you've got an unhappy person who's getting their food later because of you.
Don't give a fuck, they should have tipped. Like, no, I always chuck a tip on.
I am massively against giving people extra money when you don't need to. Speaking of which, our Patreon is patreon.com/deadmentalkpod or deadmentalkpod.com.
Yeah, we've got a website.
New website with merch on it and shit.
Yeah, it's a really good website.
It is.
Yeah.
Well done, me.
Well done, Rob. Rob did a good job.
Thank you very much. As I always do, dragging this podcast through.
Took your fucking time with it. Well, it looks good.
You did take a long time with it.
Did I? That day I turned it around in was a long time, wasn't
it? Did I?
Could have started earlier.
Did I? I saw something that has gone viral. I'm sure that you've seen it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you'll have seen it. Kanye West's latest thing.
God,
Can we get it up? I fucking... Mate, I found
it's making me so sad. It's really bumming me out. Like, because what we're watching is a man have a psychotic break. He is so far removed from reality.
I'll tell you what, right? The minute that he comes on TV with that balaclava over his head,
with a bottle of Choco Mel,
and a big puffy coat,
and a net that he calls Benjamin Netanyahu.
What?
He had like a little fishing net and he's going, this is Benjamin Netanyahu.
I like that, to be honest.
I don't know who Benjamin Netanyahu is.
The Prime Minister of Israel.
Oh.
Yeah.
One
of my favourite lines in Alan Partridge. Stop going on about Benjamin Netanyahu. You're never going to meet him.
I just like the pun of, it's called Netanyahu.
Well, that's what this virus he's got with it. But yeah, he's deeply mentally ill.
I'm slightly worried that I'm going to look like Alex Jones when I'm 50.
Yeah. Like, Alex Jones looks like you if you had a jog. Like, that's you cleaned up looking better.
That's him using his money to look better.
Yeah.
I mean,
minus $1 trillion.
I also think Sandy Hook victims were faking it. So,
oh, God.
I've done a lot of study. I think Hitler was a really bad guy, and I repudiate what Hitler did. I understand that the British intelligence set him up and used him.
I like Hitler.
Woof.
Interrupted him to say that.
I like Hitler. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. We'll not have any of this Hitler bashing. Not while Kanye's on. I think you'll find I like Hitler.
What's really sad is...
someone clip that up, please.
Yeah, yeah. What's really bad is, like, he started out his... a lot of his lyrics specifically are anti-racist, anti-Nazi and stuff. He was, like, very much on that before he had the break.
Yeah. Jesus walks...
I mean, like, he's still very much pro-Jesus. That bit hasn't changed.
If he released a clip next week saying Jesus was a cripple,
yeah,
couldn't walk at all.
I just want someone to point out to him that Jesus was Jewish and to watch his little head fall off,
I don't like Hitler. And I know you're trying to be shocking with that.
I'm not trying to be shocking. I like Hitler. I do not. The Holocaust
gives him so many outs.
What happened? Let's look at the facts of that. And Hitler has a lot of redeeming qualities. I think God says... man should not kill. We should not have wars, period. None of us should be killing anybody. Ukraine and the streets of Chicago, all violence.
Let's pause though. Like, see, like how he just can't stay on a thought. It's just a stream of gibberish. There's no coherent line through it. It's like, you know, he gets asked about Hitler and he starts talking about Ukraine and it just, he's been like this for a while and it's getting worse and worse in every fucking interview.
Do you know what Schultz said about him?
Yeah.
And I think this is really good, is he said that Kanye's whole strength apparently is like sampling music, taking two things that you never thought would go together and making them go together. Yeah. And when he does that, he's a genius. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to do the same with rhetoric and words and taking different ideas that shouldn't really go together and pushing them together. And he's really stupid and shit, and it's not working. It's not the same.
I think he tried to do that for a while. I think now it's just pure psychotic break. It's like there's not that much logic behind it anymore.
I think
for a while he tried to do things like that, but it's I'm not a mental health doctor, but it's something like it's paranoid schizophrenia or something.
What I would say on the mental health thing, right, is everyone's looking for someone to blame. Right. And quite a lot of people are blaming Kanye, and the people who are blaming Kanye because he's clearly fucking lost his shit.
You know, what he's saying is fucking awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's people going, well, he's got mental health issues, which he quite clearly does. Because if you look at him right now,
he doesn't look perfectly healthy.
The minute that you got your balaclava over your head and you're wearing a motorbike jacket like that, here's who is to blame. Right. And it isn't Kanye. Right? It's whoever it is that is letting him do this.
It's his management. It's the people around him. It's all the hangers-on. It's the yes men.
It's every TV show and everyone who allows him to go on their shows, knowing that he is absolutely fucked in the head. They're the people that you should blame. So forget about the fact that you're like, oh, Kanye West is anti-Semitic. Don't blame him for that, because he's fucking gone.
He's not here.
Right?
He's not here anymore.
What you've got to do is you've got to blame the people that are giving him that platform, knowing full well that he's nowhere near
tweeting that about shit. Well, he's not tweeting anymore. He's banned from tyranny, but he can also just use social media. He's got a massive platform. You can't really silence him now. He can go.
Well, this is the problem. Like, there's no one in his life who has the ability to go, hey, knock it off. We're going to a hospital for a bit to chill out. You know, there's no way of that happening. And I don't see any way this ends fucking
totally,
well.
But look, here's the thing, right? Is if he goes on Twitter and he tweets something himself, that's one thing. Because he's in charge of his phone. Mm-hmm. Fine. But with this, a whole team of people that should know better have allowed him to do this.
Yeah, yeah. Surrounded by vultures.
Well, sorry.
It is Alex Jones.
Well, I actually don't think Alex Jones is the worst person in this. I think that all the producers with the InfoWars, I think all of Kanye's management, I think it's insane how everyone's allowed. And the thing is as well is that he's upsetting a lot of people who are rightly very angry with Kanye. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, this is someone who's clearly mentally ill. It doesn't mean what he's saying is all right, but it means that why are people still allowing him to say? And I'll tell you for why, is because these fucking InfoWars and even like CNN and all these big fucking news media outlets, what they do is they can say, oh, well, it's just our job to just report every side, la,
just
la,
our money to make money out of it.
Totally. But what they're doing is they know that shit like this gets them so many millions of clicks and views and hits that they don't mind massively exploiting a clearly fucking mental individual.
Yeah, like,
can we get someone on, like, Kanye?
Yeah,
oh,
love it.
And what I'm saying is, if he wants to come on here and
we'll
look
at
prolapses,
but yeah, it's like the takes that I think would be most mental is like, you know, there's a lot of people who are normally like, you've got to be concerned about men's mental health, who are now like, fuck Kanye. It's like, well, you know, sometimes mental health is messy and it's not like clean like this. There's been people being like, hey, I've got bipolar and I don't do this. And I was like, yeah, I think there's probably a seasoning of other mental illnesses
top. We romanticize men's mental health in particular so fucking much, because this is what people like to think about men's mental health. They like to think it's this. I'm a bit sad.
I'm a bit anxious.
I'm a little bit, I'll tell you what, the world is getting on top of me a little bit too much. And then someone goes, hey, I'm your friend. Yeah. And I'm here for you if you want to talk it out. Yeah. And they go, you know what? That makes all the difference. The end. That's what people like to think about when actual mental health is just this.
It can be this, where it's just, and especially if you have a psychotic break brought by insane pressures in his life. His mum died from a cosmetic surgery that he paid for. You know,
getting them fat titties.
Yeah. You know, his wife publicly broke up with him, and it was all over, like, all around the world that she was then fucking a white boy with a 10-inch dick. He had a breakdown about that. Rang Charlemagne. It was very funny. Charlemagne was talking about how, like, Kanye rang him in tears, like, my wife's getting fucked by a white guy with 10-inch dick. You got to help me. And like,
why is that an issue?
Well, it's just going to fuck, you know, it's not going to feel great, is it?
For, well, it is for her.
Yeah, exactly. this is very much the problem. But, you know, there's all these things on top of it. But also, when you're in a position where for 20 years, you've been in a position where no one says no to you and everyone just tells you how great you are.
Like, yeah, that, you could be a cunt, yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's you combine that with the narcissism that was always in Kanye. You know, this wasn't a thing that...
Oh, God, do you remember his Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah.
That was a fucking red flag.
Well, also, he was right. Beyonce's video was way better and it was fucking ridiculous. It was like, you know, I'll have him on that. Early on, a lot of the stuff that he went, people thought he was mental about, he was fucking right about. Like, George Bush didn't give a fuck about black people. He was correct. Yeah. But now, like, you know, he's very far divorced from those sort of things where he was in control of what he was saying. Like, it's just, you watch an interview with him, like, I've given up myself, and I'm a huge Kanye fan. You know, I've just found out he makes music as well. but it's just, he can't keep a thought together. It's just...
Play a little bit more of this, let's see where it goes.
Not anywhere good.
Stop, and we should all serve Christ. That's what I feel. And I feel like I love everyone accordingly, from all the way from the Balenciagas to the Hitlers.
Pause it. Ooh. I love those child pornographic fucking... But the Balenciaga thing's mental.
Yeah,
I don't think we've spoken about it on here.
No, yeah. Like, it's classic, like marketing people trying to be edgy and just, like, totally fucking it.
Well, look, I could almost see, usually with stuff like this, is there's loads of outrage, but what actually happened is, like, look, if they'd have done, like, a photograph and there was loads of court papers on the side or whatever, and they were relating to a child porn case or whatever, you would go, okay, the photographer wanted court papers.
He didn't read.
He was an idiot.
Oh, yeah, well, that was very clearly, obviously, done.
But then when you see loads of, like, little children dressed in, like, bondage gear and stuff.
Oh, it was fucking rank.
It's like, but it's another one of those.
I haven't seen this. What is it?
What?
Just Google Balenciaga, it'll come up.
Yeah.
Like, it's this basic, massive thing of, like, they did, like, a child porn-themed photo shoot.
Yeah.
So, like, I've kids looking sad with, like, a teddy bear in GIMP gear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Even the GIMP man of Essex doesn't stand for this sort of stuff.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and like in the background, there was like a court document that when you zoom in on it, you see it's about a child porn case. And it's like, it's real grim.
Also, Balenciaga stuff is so bad. Who is buying it?
But the whole thing is like a performance art piece.
Pedophile. Yeah. Really rich pedophiles.
I'm convinced that Balenciaga is an elaborate prank to prove that rich people will spend money on any old bollocks if you make it expensive enough.
Yeah,
I'm convinced of that. Because how else are you selling a high-vis jacket for $3,000? Yeah, you know, it's insane.
Yeah.
But, like, the fallout from the Balenciaga thing has spiraled, and people have dug up from ages ago a Supreme skateboard collaboration with Jake and Dino Chapman, where there was these, like, he made these statues of little kids with, like, dicks for noses.
Okay, merch drop.
But, like, also, it was 30 years ago that they made these statues, and, like, people are digging it up now to be like, look, Supreme are his band. It's
okay.
Like, if anyone's going to draw it, and can draw Rob and Freddie and maybe meet with a dick for a nose. I would really like to see that, please.
Balenci Dead Men Talking.
Yeah. But, you know, I would say probably don't use child porn to try and sell your shit clothes.
I would say don't use child porn and then just stop talking.
Yeah, be very quiet about it when you're using child porn.
Don't use
that's the not gay Tom rule.
Don't use child porn for self-profit.
The first rule of child porn
it should
club.
Be about the art.
Yeah.
About the creativity, about the process.
Yeah, well... When Rob gets his child porn, he tips him.
Yeah. I would do. They're doing a very difficult job. I think child porn actors are wildly underpaid, personally.
Yeah, but that tip don't go to them.
I know everyone's talking about fighter pay in the UFC, but no, child porn pay rates are the real, real problem here, right?
They should get at least double.
Like, you can't argue they're not doing a difficult job.
What's double nothing?
Yeah.
They're at least double.
I think, look, in an ideal world, they don't do it. But we're not living in an ideal world. So.
No, they should get pay parity with, like, Nickelodeon actors.
I think it should be set for life. You know, Prince Andrew's set a price, isn't it? And it's £12 million.
Yeah.
Nonsense, so, you know.
Is that per video? Rate. Is that per, like...
I don't know if he filmed it, mate.
Is that per video? Is that for your oeuvre?
Right, yeah. I think that's a buyout. I think that's an overall leverage buyout.
I don't think you can call a series of child porn an oeuvre.
When you... when you were 12...
Oh, my God.
When you were 12, yeah. If Prince Andrew had offered you £12 million, yes,
would you 100%. Have him? 100%.
He'd still be fucking him now. He'd be doing it once a week. He would have signed a long-term deal.
Oh, yeah, I'd be going for contract renewals.
Yeah.
If I'd be like, you know, Paul Scholes was a one-man club.
Yeah, Prince Andrew would be behind Prince Andrew would be
a
behind
one royal man.
Yeah. Be a photo of Freddie with a contract signing like that. Prince Andrew with a scarf, yeah. Like bummed, written on it.
Yeah, yeah. You should see my testimonial.
Right, we've got Rolf Harris playing on yours. He's going to do a halves for each team.
If you're enjoying Dead Men Talking, then why not sign up to our Patreon? It's patreon.com/deadmentalkpod, and it's just £3 a month, and for that you get an extra episode every single week. You get access to all the extra content that we film, all the live shows, Rob's punishment set. What else do you get? You get access to the Discord community, specifically the dark room on the Discord, which is where we put all the fucked up videos. You get all that for £3 a month, but most importantly, you're helping to support the podcast and to grow the community, because your money helps us to keep the podcast going. What are you doing? You're poking me in the face.
Poking me in the face.
Okay, thanks, mate. That was helpful. £3 a month, and I get to be financially tied to this absolute fucking reprobate. Thanks.
Speaking of people having sex with people that they shouldn't have had sex with.
So here we're about
I'm
what?
Deeply concerned by this.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Sent us in. Kane Milnes sent us a story on Patreon. If you want to send a story in, you can. We might read it. Probably won't. We might do.
Yeah.
So the headline of this is a Vice article is conclusive proof that, you know, that there is no God and humans are essentially evil.
Oh, this is the girl that I didn't tip yesterday.
No. Meet Pony.
A poor little brain damaged girl trying her best in a restaurant, didn't get a tip, and now she can't afford surgery.
So this is Pony, she's an orangutan.
Is that orangutan in blackface?
Well.
Whoa.
Pony's an orangutan from a prostitute village in Borneo.
Sorry. Right.
Wait.
Does that mean you can rent out the village and fuck it? Or does it mean that everyone in the village is a prostitute?
I think it's the second.
Right. Like one of those places in like Hamburg where they've got like four stories of whores.
Das Reeperbahn.
Right. Yeah.
This is Pony. We found a chain to a wall lying on a mattress. She'd been shaved all over her body. If a man walked near her, she would turn herself around, present herself, and start gyrating and going through the motions.
Little twerking monkey.
She was being used as a sex slave.
Please, is there a video? Please.
There is not a video, I'm afraid.
Oh, God. Well, like...
She's probably about 6 or 7 years old when we rescued her. Wow, not even an adult.
Well, I don't know what that is in monkey years. but that's the worst thing about being a monkey. The rapes feel 7 times as long.
She'll never eat a banana the same.
What's really sad about this is, right, even when people are fucking a monkey, they don't want it to be hairy. They've shaved the monkey.
Yeah, in the 80s, it all changed. Yeah,
like, you can go, like, next door, there's, like, a vintage monkey that's full hair.
Proper bush.
Proper monkey bush.
Yeah, for the people who want a niche monkey. Yeah.
So let that be a lesson, ladies, right?
So, do you know what? To be fair to her, to be fair to Pony's captors, quite nice to give it a mattress.
I think that was more for the clients.
Mainly for the bloke's knees rather than her comfort, mate.
Oh, right.
And like, I don't think we need to be fair to Pony's captors, to be honest. Thanks for providing some balance on the side of the monkey rapists. Cheers, mate. This is how we fucking got monkeypox. This is how we got HIV. How are people not learning not to fuck monkeys? We're getting a lot of messages from God that it's not okay to put your dick in a monkey.
Yeah.
And people are still going for it.
She'd been held captive by a madam for a long time. The madam refused to give up the animal because everyone loved Pony and she was a big part of their income. They also thought Pony was lucky as she would pick winning lottery numbers.
Maybe. Sorry, this monkey won the lottery and she still has to get bummed for cash. Give her a cut of her fucking winnings. Jesus fucking God. This is a millionaire monkey that's getting raped.
Right.
That monkey really couldn't have done any more for that matter.
This is it. It's like it's as bad as that, like, you know when that guy like won the lottery and like just drove dirt bikes around his garden and wasted
the lotto
it all
out.
Yeah. Like, you know, he's ended up with nothing, but at least he had fun for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Give her that's a fucking really dirt bike in her garden.
That's really right. Funny.
Listen to the second question that's asked in this interview by the interviewer. Did the clients realise they were in fact getting an orangutan?
I mean, look, we've all been on some Tinder dates where they didn't match the pictures.
Wait.
But fucking hell.
Imagine if you went, oh, I'd like to have sex with a woman, please. Oh, human woman.
It's like, how was it? The hand job was very strong.
Yeah.
What, very powerful grip.
Not much of a talker.
Yeah. Quite wide shoulders, I'd say. Very broad back.
Answer, oh, yeah, they would come in especially for
of course
it.
They would, yeah.
You could choose a human if you preferred, but it was a novelty for many of the men to have sex with an orangutan.
I mean, it is a laugh.
It is, isn't
what
it?
What a stag do that is, eh?
How did you get her away from there? It took over a year to rescue because every time we went in with forest police and local officers, we would be overpowered by the villagers who would simply not give her up. They would threaten us with guns and knives with poison on them.
Fucking
hell. In the end, it took 35 policemen armed with AK-47s.
No, you're not taking our rape monkey.
To give her over.
What, you will pry out of this rape monkey out of our cold, dead hands.
We will fight them on the beaches.
We will fight them in the treetops.
We will fight them on a dirty mattress.
It was filmed.
That is the saddest mattress on earth. The one that monkey got raped on is the saddest one. Duffy had a nicer mattress.
Oh,
than
we're not
this
talking
monkey.
About Duffy again. It was filmed by a local television crew, and in the background of the film, when we were unchaining Pony, you can hear the madam crying hysterically, screaming, "They're taking my baby. You can't do this."
Just, hey, if you don't want your baby to get taken away, don't let blokes fuck it for money. It's a top tip from old Bobby over here.
Yeah, do it for free.
Share the wealth.
Exactly. I actually think, to be honest, right, okay, so I think that if you own an animal, you should be able to do what you want with it. But I think that once that animal wins you the
lot. Anything you want.
Yeah.
So if someone's like putting out cigarettes in a dog's eyes, you're like, well, they own it.
How is that any different to making a donkey work on like a field?
Right, I agree, but the point...
So there you go.
The point should be...
It's a bit different.
The point should be do neither rather than go for both.
They're also putting cigarettes out on a dog's eye.
What you're doing...
There is at least a purpose to the donkey
What you're doing is a very westernised attitude because right. you get
Some
to...
Some things about the West are better.
You get to allow yourself to make that choice. But when you live in fucking Vietnam...
Oh, you can't help but fuck a monkey.
No.
Oh, the Vietnamese, they go wild for it. You see a monkey and they're just immediately born.
No, ashtrays
either. You're trying to undermine what is a very good point here, and that is that it's all very good for first world Rob Mulholland to judge third world people on how they treat animals, but really it's a necessity for them because they need to farm and they need to create income.
And they need to come.
Exactly.
What you're doing is Orientalism and saying that because they're from a different place, they should have lower standards because they're not as advanced and civilized as us. I think people around the world have the same capacity for morality and shouldn't rape monkeys.
Have you been to Indonesia? No, I have. And I'm telling you right now, without a fact, that monkey is miles sexier than some of them women.
When you go to Thailand, it's actually secretly a male monkey.
This monkey gives four hand jobs at once because he can use his feet.
Did you get recognised as Pony when you was in Indonesia?
He's getting tied to a mattress.
Pony's not had a shave.
He's grown back thicker than before. What have they been feeding you, pony?
God.
Just chucking hash browns through the bars.
Pony's really let itself go.
Yeah. God, this our rape monkey has really let itself go over the past few days.
Gonna have to put him in the BBM category, the big beautiful monkeys.
They could call me a big beautiful marmoset then. So what I would say is that if it's your animal, you can more or less do what you want with it, right? But
strong disagree.
I would say that once that monkey has won you the lottery, uh-huh, I think it's earned its retirement.
Sure.
I think at that point,
this one goes out to pasture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that point, when that monkey wins you the lottery,
stop raping it.
Yeah.
At least buy it another monkey. Share the workload.
Hire an assistant monkey.
Yeah.
Listen,
one
pony.
One do days and one do nights.
Listen, pony.
You get a slightly uglier one to do the days.
Pony, now I'm a millionaire. Guess what, baby? You're going part time.
Yeah. So you can't say it's a fucking necessity for these people. They're lottery winners. They're doing it because it's a laugh.
I mean, they didn't say they won the lottery. They just thought it could pick lottery numbers.
Yeah, but why would they think that if it's never done it? Surely there must be some evidence for its
she would pick winning lottery
numbers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it had never been fucked up the house by men before. And they thought it was going to be good at that.
I think it probably was good at that. Like, it seems like it got a lot of repeat business.
The gyrating on demand is a clever monkey.
This is why you should never fuck a monkey, in case it's amazing and you can't go
back.
What if monkey pussy's so good?
Well, what I'm taking away from this is that fucking an orangutan is the best thing ever.
It looks like apparently it's great. Yeah. You know, they must have very strong, you know,
tight.
Yeah, strong muscle control.
I think we've just got an idea for our next Patreon special.
The boys are going to Indonesia.
All right.
Who can fuck an orangutan the best?
I was going to say Chester Zoo.
Just scaling the walls at Chester Zoo.
Might we have a look at your orangutan enclosure, please?
Yeah. How much to look away for 15 minutes? Yeah.
I mean, look, generally in my life, I've not been a big fan of Johnny's, but I'd bag up for an orangutan.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it, even if it's like, oh, I've got the implant. I'm like, It's not pregnancy I'm worried about.
Thank you, whoever sent that in. That was really funny.
Yeah, thanks for us. If you've got any stories of animals being raped.
Yeah. It was Kane Milnes.
Thanks, Kane.
I think that's the first time someone sent us a story that we've read.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, Barrymore's book.
Oh, yeah. Famously, actually, yeah. But if you want to send us a new story, go
Tall
for it.
Tale. Well, that's sad. What an incredibly sad thing to happen.
Do you want a lovely question? Cheer us up.
No, we'll move on from the monkey rape.
Yeah.
What?
Poor little pony.
You are. You're not arsed, really, though, are you?
I'm sad that that happened to that monkey.
Are you? Are you actually sad?
It's a sad thing that happened.
Speaking of sad things that happen, here's the graphic for the lovely question.
Tom's lovely question. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Right.
So what have we got? What have we got on the screen today?
I can tell you one thing we've got. Top right, we've got Hansen of Umbop fame.
Yeah, and then Ian Huntley is...
Right, that's Ian Huntley, is it? And then we've got a dead person, like an outline, a chalk outline. Yeah. Huntley Bop.
No.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Bop, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be an Umbop thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... is this a person or a thing?
It's a person. Athlete.
Yeah.
Oh, you've just stumped to this one, hasn't it?
Yep, it has, yes.
It is a tough one. I think you're close, though.
Let's see, Huntley.
You're close with Umbop.
Ian. Yeah.
Ian Bop.
Is it Papa Booba Diop?
No. You're close with Mbop.
Is it David Ngog?
No, you're close with Mbop again.
Mbop.
Yeah.
Bop.
Think about an athlete. Quite famous.
A famous athlete, yeah, doesn't, you know.
Been in the news very recently. He's doing very well.
Yeah. I don't know.
You both give up.
Yeah, give up.
Oh, stumped
yeah.
you.
Good.
Kill Ian Mbappe.
Oh, dear
this
God.
This is the worst one you've ever done. This is the worst one. So you thought, Mbappe, that's the same as Mbappe.
Yep.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
At all.
Close,
in
though.
Fact,
there's an extra fucking syllable.
I know, but I couldn't think of anything. But
in
I didn't want to just put a letter A
in
on
fact,
it.
In,
yeah.
I didn't want
in
to
fact,
do that.
In fact.
Yeah, you didn't want to make it so we could get it. In yeah, fact, why do that?
Well,
fact,
because you moan when it's too easy, you moan when it's too hard.
No, no, no. Listen, Mbop and Mbappe are so dissimilar that the M and the B are the same and that's it.
That's it.
That's
and
literally
a P.
It.
There's a P.
No, Mbop.
Yeah, there's a P in Mbappe and there's a P in Mbappe.
Oh,
yeah.
I you apologize.
Thick. And you should have got it on the first bit. Kill Ian.
Right.
No, no, it's that,
that's not kill, though. That picture isn't kill. That person's already dead.
And how did they die?
The body has already been removed. Right. It's so far away from the killing that the forensic team have been in it. It's in hospital and someone is probably bumming it. Right. That's.
Or.
The
or
killing
a
is long gone. That isn't kill. Bumped. Kill would be a photo of someone with a knife or a gun. That'd be kill. That is dead. That is already dead.
I'll tell you what, though. He nailed the Ian bit, though.
Ian, 10 out of 10. Can't fault it, mate. You chose the best Ian possible. Well done. Yeah. Fuck me. Can we have the question?
Yeah. Would you like another lovely question graphic next episode? Or
yes, yeah, but yeah, be yeah, better.
Hashtag do better. Good God.
Fucking hell. It enrages me every week.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's annoying about it is because there's no way of getting it other than to think like Tom.
I know, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just need to like bash my head on a wall a few times before I come to it next time.
Right, we've got two questions today. They're okay. Linked. They're from two different people.
Okay.
Similar themes. We'll go for the first one. Yeah. Wholesome one for Rob and Freddie.
Uh-huh.
Describe what you think would be the other's perfect 24 hours. That's from Ben Blunt.
Uh-huh. Right. I've got
okay,
this.
Well, how about instead of trying to be funny...
No, I'm going to try and genuinely do it.
Actively try and...
Right,
hang on, you two are trying to be funny.
Yeah, it's torturous, isn't it?
Yeah. So, right, I reckon your perfect day. Yep. You're a relatively early riser, I think.
Yes.
So we're saying, what, about 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Give you a little bit of a lie-in.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, 8 a.m., you wake up.
Yeah.
Right?
Six poached eggs.
They're already ready. Right. Oh, okay. There is just a wheelbarrow full of hash browns and poached eggs, right?
That does sound lovely.
Freshly done, hot. You can just, there's a fork... Wheelbarrow full of poached eggs and hash browns.
A wheelbarrow?
Wheelbarrow.
Why are they in a wheelbarrow?
They have to be. Otherwise, you'd do someone's back carrying this amount of hash browns.
Which you've got that upstairs, have you? The wheelbarrow?
It's just wherever he wants. It's right there. I don't know. In fact, we'll bring it into bed if you want. Do you like eating in bed?
I do quite like eating in bed.
I hate eating in
bed. Yeah, I get crumbs everywhere. Yeah. But who gives a fuck? Right, well, a trough then. We'll call it a trough of hash browns and poached eggs. Yeah?
Okay.
Plopped onto you.
Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
And also, like, just a vat of coffee, right? So you can have, like, seven coffees and shit yourself.
That's great. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Then I imagine...
I mean, to be honest with you, the utensils are off, but that's about it.
Okay, sure. A shovel. I apologise.
All right, go on.
Yeah, and an IV of coffee. Then you wander off for your first horrific shit of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be about 45 minutes of just violent diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone there to wipe your ass.
Yeah.
You do not tip them.
Yeah. The cleaning monkey will lick your bum.
The pound is inside.
Yeah. They've really got to earn it.
Yeah. Get in there, get the blood diamond.
Then you get your first monkey hand job of the day. Yeah.
From Pony. Okay.
Pony's there. Yeah.
Okay.
Freshly shaved.
Daddy! Sorry, what on earth was that voice?
That's an orangutan voice.
Of a sex slave orangutan with learning difficulties.
Yeah. I mean, no, he's quite clever for an orangutan.
Yeah, sure.
Not many can talk.
Yeah, but it's not really mastered it, has it?
Yeah.
Well, you are its dad. It's still a bit thick.
The apple hasn't fallen too far from the tree, has it?
He was a really clever orangutan mum.
Okay.
And then you as the dad.
What would be your perfect afternoon? I think probably you don't have to go anywhere, I think would be part of it.
That'd be lovely.
So you're in your house the entire day?
Nope.
Okay. All right. You're in a hotel.
No, I'm in like a secluded cottage in the middle of nowhere and nobody knows where I am.
Right, including the missus.
Everybody, nobody knows where
just
I am.
Just orangutan sex slaves.
Yeah, I mean not orangutan sex slaves.
Right. You've got a VR helmet, a fleshlight.
I think I'm
gonna
a
connection to like a live stream from a zoo. I imagine you just sit about all day getting wanked off by a machine eating hash browns.
So it's a VR headset like this, and my dick's in a flashlight. Yeah. And then also, I actually have control of like a little Asimo robot in the zoo.
Yeah, and it comes up and just fingers your bum.
No. It just fingers the orangutan, and then that sends the pleasurable signals
for the flashlight. Right. Yeah. Well, I imagine, like, I do think yours is proper simple, though, because I don't think you would go anywhere in your idea.
No, so mine is proper simple.
And it's just food would be delivered to you.
Watch football on telly.
Yeah.
All your predictions come right.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Honestly, properly simple. Yeah. It would be waking up somewhere, middle of nowhere, little sort of secluded place, possibly near a stream or a waterfall. That'd be nice.
That you can see out the window.
Yeah, that I can just sort of know is there.
Yeah. A lot of wine, I mince would, pies.
I would have a lot of wine, definitely. I would have poached eggs. But I would actually have them with salmon and sourdough, and then I'd just have a little couple of hash browns on the side, which is my favourite breakfast. Uh-huh. Not in a trough, that's stupid.
Are you saying you turned down the trough?
This isn't the question of what's your perfect day. This is what's Rob's idea of your perfect day.
No. No, this is what my perfect day would be. This is how close he was. So it would literally probably be just doing very little of anything.
I'd quite like
a jacuzzi or something like that outside and just to get drunk in that.
Something that can hit the prostate.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much bang on. Yeah. Probably have a couple of like nice wanks. You know.
Right, now, what would Rob's perfect?
Okay, so he wakes up at 1 p.m.
Yes, great.
Yeah.
That's when my 24 hours is starting, yeah.
He'd wake up at 1 p.m. and go, sorry, guys, there's a bit of traffic, so I might be late from this podcast. Yeah.
My perfect day does not involve you. Like, I'm not heading to the studio on my perfect day.
So I think that he would wake up and he would be in this really cool city, man, in like northern Denmark, where everyone smokes weed and everyone is just really cool. And yeah, it's just really like that sort of place.
I mean, I'd like it to be a bit warmer than Denmark, but sure.
It's summer.
Danish summer. I'll bring my swimming trunks.
It gets hot in Denmark.
For a little swim in the fjord.
It gets hot in Denmark and Sweden. I went to Sweden. It was surprisingly hot.
Your other half is there, maybe?
Yeah, I actually like her, yeah.
Yeah. And then you get a message on your phone. Uh-huh. Ba-ding, da-ding. It's your dad.
I've
been looking for you for 20 years.
I mean,
He goes, let's meet up, but not today.
Right. Oh, so that's something I've got to think about.
No.
You've whiffed this.
No, okay.
I don't want hassle on my perfect day.
Oh, no, I know it is. You get a call, it's your mum, your dad's dead.
Right. No, again, that's not perfect, is it? That's
okay, how about this? You get a message, bing. Yeah. Your ex-missus is dead.
I mean, yeah, right, you put a spring in my step.
Yeah.
I'd rather just not get a message about anyone from my life.
Get a message, phone's broke.
Oh, that's great, yeah. No, in fact, my phone is not involved in my perfect day. My phone is in a river.
So you're smoking some weed, and you come across this vegan cafe in Denmark called Huygensen.
See, ideally, it would be vegetarian, not vegan.
Vegetarian.
So you get, like, proper cheese.
No, but they do both.
Right.
You and your other half have a lovely dinner there, and then in the evening, your favourite band.
Who's my favourite band?
Kanye West.
Who would I like to see the most?
I am going to go with
The Strokes.
No.
I love The Strokes, but not my favourite band.
What did he say the other day? Was it like Jesus and the Moons or something?
Jesus and the Moons.
I mean, you mean the Jesus and Mary chain, but no, not Jesus and the Moons.
I mean, that wasn't too far off.
I mean, not a million miles.
Reverend and the Makers are playing.
Reverend and the Makers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go see them in my garden. Badly Drawn Boy is you think is my favourite musician.
It looks
Hanson.
Like it
they're doing
probably
your they're doing your favourite song, Mbappe.
Right.
Okay, your favourite. Uh-huh. I'm trying to think who your favourite musician might be.
It's Kanye.
I mean, it was, but I go and see a Kanye show now would be a gamble because you might just get a rant.
It's Kanye from 2008.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he's just done College Dropout.
No, see what if we're going for ideal, I'd want the Watch the Throne tour with Jay-Z. That's,
okay, you can have
ideal.
That.
Oh dear God! Right, fine. The Kanye and Jay-Z doing Watch the Throne tour,
supported by Pixies.
They're supported by the Pixies.
Just Pixies, not the Pixies.
But it's sold out. God damn. And then all of a sudden, the Danish, you have tipped me 20 kroner. That is the nicest thing anyone has done all day. Please take these tickets. Yeah. And then it's tickets to your band. So you never had it, but then you had it.
Oh, it's a nice little surprise. Yeah.
And then your other half goes, oh, goodness gracious, mate. I just really want to get fucked up the arse right now. Just in the time between the concert tonight and right now, there's something about vegetarian food and Kanye West that makes me want to have a dick up my bumhole.
I can tell you for a fact it does not, because I have tried that combo on multiple occasions and it has never quite had the desired result. It just means she gets full of vegetarian food and annoyed by my music.
So, you do that, you have bum sex, and it's really, you're having a great time.
Sure.
You have a great time. And she goes, do you know what? Don't use a condom, just fuck me up the bum.
And, I mean, I'm not using a condom.
And come inside my bum.
Right.
And I that's what I like from now on. I just really, that's great.
Morning, noon, and night.
No, I just really, it's great. And then
I think you think I'm into bumming more than I am.
And then you go to have a shower.
It's, you know, like, if someone wants some bumming, then lovely, but it's not like my primary objective.
You go to have a shower, you notice your dick has grown by
that's bad for the
2 inches.
Though,
No, something about the bumming has made his dick grow.
Yeah.
And now you have 6 inches of penis.
Wide.
Great time. Anyway, you go to...
I'd rather have some more girth than length, to be honest.
You go to this concert and you have a route round and you notice that somebody has actually bought you some new clothes, which for you is some more like off-colour chinos and like a top from some vintage shop in Leeds.
Yeah.
And a new baseball cap that says, like, we are the ones or some stupid shit like that.
We are the ones.
I don't know. That's the kind of shit that you wear.
I mean, it's really not.
And then you get some new glasses, but they look great. And then
I just like the same glasses. I've worn the same frames for years.
But they're really good for business.
Yeah.
Business. Tell me what.
And then you go there, then bring, there's a phone call.
Yeah.
And then you get told, Rob, Leeds United have just signed Erling Haaland.
Yeah, he's come home.
Bielsa's back.
He's come home and Bielsa's back.
That's bigger than Haaland, yeah. That's my main concern. Can Haaland play Bielsa ball? Yeah.
And your dog has accidentally drunk some puddle water, but it was actually the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
In a puddle.
And so it's no longer old. Yeah. It's a young pup now, and it will stay like that forever.
Yeah, this is good, yeah.
And then you play that fucking musician's, what was it, the Run of the Dead?
What?
The Jay-Z and Kanye thing.
Oh, right, the Watch the Throne tour. It's just a tour they did together.
Whatever. So they play that, it's dead good.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, Jay-Z goes, hey, you like smoking weed, don't you?
Yeah.
And you were like, do I?
Yeah.
And then you go back.
That is probably what I'd say.
I'd
get sexy with it.
You go back and smoke some weed, and Kanye West goes, do you know what? You are so sound that I don't hate Jews.
You'd just be like, hold on. You're right. All that Hitler stuff is mental.
I need
to apologise and go to hospital.
Yeah. And then that's it. That's the end of your perfect day.
It's not far off. You've done very well.
Thank you.
Yeah. I would say throw in about 6 more slags and some ecstasy and we've got it.
Okay. I could also do Tom's perfect day.
Yeah.
Wakes in the morning.
And he's 6 foot tall. Done.
Yeah, no. I was going to say, wakes up in the morning, checks Twitter, and he finds that men wearing high heels is now acceptable.
So he hasn't actually got more naturally tall. He's just allowed to wear heels.
But compared to everyone else will be wearing the high heels as well. That's... Also, men wearing high heels is acceptable. It's 2022, thank you.
Yeah, Freddie. Yeah.
I still think it's weird. I think it's all right if you're doing it in part of a drag show or that's the look that you're going for. But if I saw a builder wearing high heels, I think I'd be well within my rights to go, that's odd.
Yeah, but I think if a builder was wearing pumps, then I'd still go, don't wear them, mate.
Yeah, it's just a health and safety issue. Yeah. Unless they're like steel toe cap high heels, I think there's going to be a problem.
I know a trans builder.
Yeah.
His goose boy called Steve, and now he's called Sarah.
Yeah.
He's
They've got a house conversions.
Yeah, not the most feminine of trans people.
I bet, you know, quite rough hands, yeah, I would expect.
Nice lady.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Good story about a trans builder there, mate. Yeah.
Well, I was going to go further and I thought, I do know her.
Yeah. So and, you know, there's no reason to abuse this perfectly nice-sounding person.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's go over our perfect day. I'm really tall now.
Everyone else has got smaller.
That'd be better.
Yeah.
Oh, if everyone now was 5'2", that'd be ace. Yeah.
And Rob is actually the smallest because the way that the spell went...
It's like a Benjamin Button thing.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever was the tallest is now the smallest and vice versa. Right, yeah, but you're like the tallest person.
You're like fucking Godzilla compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love being Godzilla.
You move into a model village, so you just feel massive.
Yeah. Somebody buys your flat. The flat has been bought.
Yeah.
That hasn't been mentioned on the podcast, but yeah, quite
okay.
Sure.
Okay. Tom basically lives in Grenfell Tower. There or thereabouts.
Yeah. He bought one after the fire.
Yeah.
It's like this flat in London's fucking cheap.
Never have to worry about a heating bill here, do you?
Smells lovely.
Panoramic views.
And panorama featured on the fucking documentary.
Someone's bought the unsellable flat. Good.
Someone's bought the unsellable flat.
Great.
The convictions have been dropped.
The convictions?
Yeah.
Convictions.
Yeah, those. And the peed ones.
Yeah.
No, I don't need pedo convictions.
Yeah.
Accusations.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. They've all hushed.
Yeah.
It turns out she was making it up.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, about 5-6-year-olds in Warrington suddenly can't speak.
This is like a dark turn. Yours was just getting lovely food and going to concerts.
Yeah.
Man's talking about me being a pedophile. I'm not a pedophile.
Yeah. Although these kids are massive because they were quite short before the old reversal went. Yeah. So there's now massive silent 6-year-olds.
That's why the charge has been dropped. Everyone goes, you're not six.
6 foot? Fuck. Yeah, I think that your perfect day would involve... I don't know, like getting some good news from the doctors, maybe. Like your lungs are better or something. Yeah,
my lungs are better. I've been discharged from the hospital now.
Have you?
Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You find out.
Do it.
My perfect day did.
You find out you can lift your arm above your head. Yeah. Hey, look at him go.
Look at him go.
I know, he's so mobile now.
Do you reckon that him getting hit in the back of the wrestling special? Knocked his lungs back into place.
Yeah, I think we fixed him, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like an old TV set. Yeah. We Fonzied him, is what we did.
He owes us a debt of gratitude. Hey.
Yeah. It was probably that and not the open lung surgery that I had. It was probably the hitting with the light.
Maybe someone gives you a spare sock so you can finally be free.
It all sounds great, yeah.
For once, the shoemaker makes his own shoes and you don't have to go in at night and help him.
It's January, so I don't have to do any toy making.
A security guy comes to help you look after your pot of gold.
Willy Wonka finally sells the factory.
Turns out you're unionised in the chocolate factory now, so getting more holiday days.
No one asked me how the hosting of Tenable is going. Not getting a job on that.
No, but
to be fair, Tenable's fucking shit. Yeah, it's the worst one. Yeah,
for serious though, I reckon just being on holiday somewhere dead beautiful, probably like with your missus, quite chilled. Alex Ferguson's back from his alcoholic stupor.
Yeah.
That's about it. I think you're quite a simple man in that way. I am
a simple man.
I think there'd be...
I like nice things.
What's your favourite food?
Like a luxury holiday is how I imagine your perfect day to be.
Crisps.
There's a 12-pack of Walkers there.
A big bowl full of crisps.
Yeah.
They're the best way to eat crisps.
Twiglets?
No, they're fucking... That's not crisps,
you
they're
fucking
sticks.
Heathen. Marmite sticks? That's not a crisp.
A big bag of Tyrrells.
Twiglets are a crisp.
I mean, no.
No, they're sticks. My missus doesn't like crisps.
Just all of them?
All of them. So to her, Watsits and McCoy's, same thing, don't like them.
That doesn't make any sense.
Insane.
No. Watsits and McCoy's, unequivocally are not the same thing. Because if you
blindfolded, a maze-based snack.
If you blindfolded me and said, on your life, I want you... Right, gun to the head. Yeah. Right, you're blindfolded. But you, the only way that I'm not going to shoot you is you have to correctly identify which one is a Watsit and which is McCoy's.
Sure, but this would
be unfair with you.
Yeah, this is like testing a sommelier on where a wine's from, though. Like, you'd be fucking fine. You'd be like, oh, that was actually produced last year in the north of England, this McCoy.
It's a golden wonder.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, they're not even the same. No.
Yeah, not the same category at all. No. But she didn't like Chris at all. And I love Chris. They're my favourite things. But at first I thought, oh, that's mad. But now it's like the best thing ever, because now whenever I eat crisps, she don't want any crisps.
Yeah.
It's ace.
Yeah.
He is a very simple man.
I fucking love crisps, man. Yeah. I love crisps. I actually thought about making a crisp YouTube channel once, and I might have to do it one day. Wow.
Just crisps. And also, all day, he's got online Scrabble against people who are good, but slightly worse than you. So you win all day, but it's been a challenge.
All right, okay. And there's no comeuppances. There's no repercussions.
There's no repercussions. No, you win loads of money on a Scrabble tournament.
Yeah, probably would do.
Yeah.
What's your favourite crisp?
Ah, well, you've got different crisps for different reasons.
What? You've got different crisps.
I couldn't possibly be so gaucious to give such a simple answer.
Okay,
what's the best funeral crisp?
Yeah.
Best probably Quavers, because they're quiet.
They're not, though. Skits are quiet.
Skits are probably quiet.
Imagine a body being lowered into the ground and you just hear a loud crisp.
Yeah, someone's got fucking sensations. What are you doing? They're crunchy as fuck.
Skips actually for the service. Yeah. I go Pringles for the Duke.
So people can do some duck mouths and cheer each other up.
Yeah, exactly. different reasons are best bowl crisps are Tyrrells. Kettle chips. They're the best out of a bowl for watching a film.
I know you will call me a ridiculous stereotype for this, but there is a brand called Yorkshire Crisps, and I stand by.
Oh my God, with Yorkshire tea.
Fucking tits. They're not the same company, obviously.
No, I know, but it's just you liking things from Yorkshire.
I know, but honestly, I'll bring a bag in. Fucking blow your mind. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
I got
proper
that.
Good. Like, yeah. Proper nice, like a Tyrrell's, like a thicker cut, coated in loads of flavour, and they've got really nice original flavours.
They've got to be in a big bag. Yeah. You put them in a bowl and you go, I'll just have one bowl, but you know you're going to have a second bowl. But you don't let you admit yourself, and then let you go, I'm going to have that second bowl of crisps now.
Cheeky crisp gnome. So, in your dream day, you get a third bowl of crisps.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's a bowl big enough that I wouldn't finish a bowl of crisps.
Yeah.
This is why you were really confident with the Poppadom challenge, isn't it?
I fucking love crisps. I'm going to tell you all the other categories. So,
Poppadoms aren't crisps.
But they're close.
Yeah, they're close. They're the same family. Best meal deal crisp, McCoy's. Definitely. Yeah, you've got to go McCoy's on meal deal.
Oh, no, I go with Hula Hoops.
Yeah, you do like the beef Hula Hoops are good.
Yeah.
I always feel like I need more Hula Hoops at the end.
I just feel like beef Hula Hoops are a fat crisp.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're
a fat person crisp. Yeah.
Just there's something about
fuck yourself.
Beefy crisps.
I'm sorry, they're not Yorkshire crisps, you fucking...
Also because they're round.
Weird parochial cunt.
Yeah, they're just a fat person crisp. You get a little fucking trotter in there.
You know what, I think you're a fat person crisp. How about that?
You should only be able to eat Hula Hoops if you fit your fingers in them. Anyway, best butty crisp, cheese on your Walkers.
Fucking broke another one. Fuck off.
Cheese on your Walkers, the best crisp on a butty. Best after swimming crisp, Quavers, definitely.
After swimming?
That's not a category.
Of course
it is. That's not a category. After swimming crisp.
Why are we eating crisps fresh out of a swimming pool?
Because there's a vending machine. I go, I want something light.
Best after swimming
I want some food, but I want something light, so I want Quavers.
All right, okay. Can we make a trophy up and send it to Quavers for the best after swimming crisp?
You just go swimming then immediately cover yourself in cheese
what
dust.
What the fuck are you on about the best after swimming crisp?
The best reading a book crisp is Watsit.
No, it's not. You're going to get orange all over the paper, you fucking savage.
That's how I realised they were the best ones because I had so many books that were covering Watsits. I was like, oh, these must be the best ones.
Because you ruin all your books with it.
Because every time I read a book, I think, I want some Watsits now. They're bad for the books.
You've Pavloved yourself with Watsits into reading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Best after swimming.
Fucking insane. So, we'll add a little bit to your perfect day. You go swimming, get yourself a bag of Quavers on the way out.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. I do like swimming. I'd probably do it in the pool. I'd go for a little swim, have some quavers, read a book.
Wait a minute,
and then later I'd get some Cheetos.
What if you're reading a book about swimming?
What's and Cheetos in the same day?
Well, if I'm on all day, I'm probably getting Cheetos.
What fundamentally the same?
What if you're reading a book about swimming?
Then I'd have what's it?
Because it's the book that overrides the swimming.
Yeah, it's not the thought of swimming that makes me want quavers.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm being an idiot here.
It's all that swimming about. It's all that swimming about. I want something, but I don't want something fat. I've just done all that exercise. I don't want to be all for naught. So then I have the quavers.
I can't believe this exists.
Oh,
I
mean, I've got.
Have like a protein bar or something.
We're not saying the best snack for after swimming. We're saying the best crisp.
What's the best crisp when you are on the journey to the doctors to find out whether or not you have terminal cancer?
Ooh, I'm going to go. So I think I've probably got cancer at this point.
What?
I'm going because it's the diagnosis.
Oh, right. I thought you meant side note. You think you've got cancer.
Well, how he was telling us. Yeah. That was how he was breaking. Oh, that reminds me. I've got cancer, actually. I've got that.
So if anything, perfect day is cancer's done.
Yeah. You get a text saying you're in remission. That'll be a good start.
So I'm just on the way to doctors to find out about my cancer.
Yeah, look, you're pretty sure you've got it. Right. It's a done deal.
You've got such a big lump, it looks like a third bollock.
Yeah. You keep coughing blood into handkerchiefs.
I'm probably going McCoy's again. They're good, Chris. Mm. They're good on the road because I'm moving as well, so I don't want something too big. I want something filling. So I'm going McCoy's or maybe Walker's. Also, there's a special category that if you see them, you have to buy them crisps, and that's wheat crunchies.
Oh, yeah, I like wheat.
They're not everywhere, but if you see them, you go, I'm going to have some fucking smoky bacon wheat crunchies, mate.
Do you know what? I would put knick-knacks into that category.
Knick-knacks
as well.
I never eat. There's only two types of crisps that I wouldn't eat. Knick-knacks, Twiglets, worst shit.
You're mental. Like, I miss cream and cheesy knick-knacks so much, you know. They're so underrated. They were the best.
Oh, rib and saucy.
Rib and saucy are great. I love a rib and saucy, but cream and cheesy with the one, and they're gone.
I can't believe that you label yourself as a crisp connoisseur, and yet you don't like knickknacks.
It's mental. Right, how about this, right?
I've got a Christmas morning crisp.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Pringles. You got a Pringles on Christmas morning. And again, you go, I'll just have a few Pringles, and I know I'm going to have a full tube of Pringles.
That weirdly makes sense.
A Bucks Fizz for your breakfast as well. That's what you'd have, isn't it? On your perfect day, you'd have a little Bucks Fizz.
I reckon the last 10 Christmases for breakfast, I've had a full tube of sour cream and onion Pringles. Because people always buy me them, and I always eat them straight away before I've even had breakfast.
I've stopped, I haven't eaten Pringles for a while since one of my mates told me about his mum was dying of cancer. And he was like to the nurse, like, oh, what caused it? And they were like, I don't know, it could be anything. Pringles cause cancer. And I was like, what? And it's like, because they're potatoes cooked at a certain temperature, Pringles are really bad for cancer. So I kind of put me off him, to be honest.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Like, I think it's like all crisps, to be honest, but they used like specifically Pringles in the example.
What sort of lazy fucking hospital was this?
I don't know. Well, not that great because his mum did die. So they weren't that on it, you know?
should have had McCoy's on the drive. Yeah.
Right.
An IV drip of McCoy's.
Right. You're on your way. You and 36 policemen are on the way to rescue a raped monkey. What crisp are you having?
So I'm in Africa, am I?
No, you're in Indonesia.
No, that's racist.
Yeah, wow. 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 Wow.
So also have a think about what crisp you would use for your apology afterwards.
what's the best apology video, Chris?
Yeah.
If you had to make an apology video for being incredibly racist, whilst eating a crisp, what is the best crisp that says I'm sorry?
My guess would be Sensation's Thai sweet chili.
Gently ethnic.
I'm going to go plain Walkers.
Oh no, that's the most racist crisp.
No, it's not.
That's Brexit crisp.
Ready Solid is the most racist EDL crisp you could possibly have.
The most.
They might as well have "Go back to your own country" written on the side.
It's a neutral crisp.
It's Caucasian.
No fun
that
in
is
it.
A Caucasian crisp.
There's no fun in it though.
I would go as far as to say that I've never seen anyone other than white people eat Ready Salted Crisp.
It's a white person.
It's a white crisp. It's a white crisp for white tongues that cannot handle flavour.
Can I have it without any seasoning, please?
Well, I am white, so that's why I like it.
Yeah. Put these back up.
Business
is happening.
Yeah.
You can't have a Ready Salted.
I'd be going for something like really like, I'd be going for like a jerk chicken flavour, you know? Like I'd be going the opposite way to
you. Right. It depends who you're apologising to.
Yeah. I'd choose an appropriate one to the ethnic group that I've slandered.
Right.
Yeah.
Who would you use for the jerk chicken one then? Who's that for the apology
for? For Caribbean people, obviously.
Do you not think you're taking the piss a little bit?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't do the accent. I'm so sorry, man.
Do you know what, do you know crisp I'm eating in my apology video? Yeah. Pombers.
Oh, Pombers are a good crisp.
Just throw people off completely.
Like, imagine if like a 14-year-old's accused you of inappropriate behaviour and you're there in your apology eating Pombers.
I think it'd be so funny to be like, is it Freddie Quinn's apology video? Yeah, he made some really good points, but was he eating Pombers? Why was he eating Pombers? What was that about? He went through a bag and a half. The video was 4 minutes long.
I'm going to say something outrageous as well. I think Pombers are the second best after swimming crisps.
Pombers are
too
greasy.
They're very greasy. You need a light crisp after
swimming. They just make your mouth taste of vegetable oil, Pombers. I don't think they're actually a good
after
crisp.
After swimming crisps is not a thing.
Of course. Not a thing. Why there's two after swimming crisps?
It's not a thing.
Right.
Why do they have vending machines in swimming pools then?
Sure. You get a little snack on the way out, but it doesn't mean there's a whole genre.
I think it's for the people watching the kids swim, right?
Well, it's for everyone.
Yeah. It's because they know that fat cunts go to like health centres to go, oh, I'm going to get in shape and have a swim for 10 minutes. They go, oh, I've earned some crisps.
Yeah.
You know, so it's for that.
I think it's because I relate that to when I used to go swimming lessons afterwards when we'll get me a little bag of Quavers.
Yeah.
And that's probably it.
Are you a good swimmer?
I'm a pretty good swimmer. I did a triathlon once.
Did you? Yeah. I'm a good swimmer as well.
Yeah. I'm a fairly strong swimmer. I've got broad shoulders, big hands in it. I've always been quite good at swimming. I've never done it to like competitive level, but I've always been good swimmer.
I've got good technique.
Yeah.
Should we...
I'm just large.
I tell you what, that question of describe each other's perfect day was very long. That went on for a half an hour, that one.
Yeah, we're not concise.
Yeah, this was supposed to be part of a two-parter, but if you want to hear our ideas of hell, then tune
we'll
in for the next episode.
Time. Yeah.
Always leave them one
more.
Yeah,
like, I already know there's going to be a little swim with a vending machine that has no crisps. You got to settle for a chocolate bar after it.
Oh, no.
And it's really high up, so you can't reach the slot to put your coins in.
Or, the Quavers are at the top, you can't reach it. Yeah. The only ones
you
that
can't
you can
press
reach,
A1.
The only ones that you can reach.
Oh, the button is at the top.
Yeah. The only ones you can reach are knickknacks or Twiglets. Just been swimming.
Just got a shot.
You're really hungry. There's no shops.
There's no shops in this world.
Shops don't exist.
Yeah. And then after that, when you get round to the place you're going next, the monkey hasn't even been shaved.
Oh, someone spilt on the mattress.
Oh, I'm not going to fuck a hairy monkey.
That'd be disgusting. Right, thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed
buy
us...
Buy some merch, you fucking cunts.
Right, a few things. Buy some merch.
Hold on, sorry. Buy some merch, you fucking cunts.
Buy some merch, check us out on tour, and become a Patreon, and you can do all of those things at our website, deadmentalkpod.com.
Deadmentalkpod.com.
If you want to send us a video, it's 075-206-44931. WhatsApp only, please. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Go fuck yourself. Buy merch, business.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.